Hello, Maggie?
Oh my God, Maggie.
Maggie.
I hate you.
Please help me. Oh, help me, Maggie, please. I'm desperate.
The parenting world is full of advice. Some of it's good, some of it not so good. So who do you trust? I'm Maggie Dent, and they call me the Queen of Common Sense when it comes to parenting. And in these special Help Me Maggie episodes on Parental as Anything, you get to ask me the sticky, tricky parenting questions you're dying to get the answers to. Can you remember what you were like at 12, turning 13? Becoming a teenager, slamming doors, feeling so confused and so misunderstood, and getting ready for one of the biggest changes in your life, high school. There's a lot happening for our kids at this age. And when you throw technology into the mix, well, parenting can get really, really hard, as this mum is discovering.
Maggie, is it normal for my almost 13-year-old daughter to be having an existential crisis? Life appears to lack all meaning if it is not contained within a screen. She's a pretty easy kid to look after. She has some friends. She'll go to school willingly, but she has no intrinsic motivation to broaden interests, try new stuff, look around, join, be a doer. She hates doing jobs at home. She hates making an effort. She just doesn't seem to want to engage with the world or with her own life. Help me. I don't really know what to do to get her going. I need to light a stick of dynamite under her butt.
Oh, no, we're definitely not going to explosives. That's definitely not what this beautiful little girl might need. Oh, worried mum. Oh, being a tween, it's such a tricky stage, as we all know. We probably remembered it. But you have a digital native, right, which is very different to how you would have been at her age. And that's one of the first things you've got to keep in mind here, that they've been raised through that screen world. And so often their needs are being met in that screen world in a way that weren't previously being met. So I get that you'd love her to be the person who is dynamic in the drama or learning music, or she's out there kicking soccer balls, or she's riding a bike and training for a triathlon. Do you know what? She's 12 and 13, and at the moment she's going to school really okay. She's got friends. She's not being a nightmare at home, even though, I mean, who does like doing chores? I reckon she's navigating her world in a pretty calm and balanced way. However, things can change quite unexpectedly. And so that's one of the other things. I want you to recognise that your daughter may also be a bit more introverted than you might have been aware of. So in other words, those things really cause more stress, and she might be choosing to avoid those because it just makes her world even more unstable. So it's a really important window to see the world through her eyes at this time of transition. Okay, if we keep in mind that motivation has three C's, the three C's are connection. And this is a tricky one because they will push parents back, particularly mummies. And so we need somebody else in that spot. And that's why I talk a lot about the importance for significant adult allies for our tweens and teens. And for her, it'd be great if you've got an auntie figure, because sometimes they can chat to auntie figures better than mums. But not only that, an auntie might take them out and figure out what their little interest is that's hiding underneath that she's not disclosing. And also the auntie's the one who can be a bit strong and say, come on, you've got to get yourself moving. Because if you say it, she'll push back and you will damage the relationship that's in the home that needs to be a safe place. That's the first C. The second C is competence. Now, that's a really gentle stretching. And that's one of those things I'd check in with school to see how she's going academically. Also check in with a student services team to see, does she have any interest at school that she's not just not telling you about? Because seriously, that happens a lot. And having been a high school teacher and a counsellor, sometimes you've got a student who's doing brilliantly in pottery or art, doing okay at school, absolutely loving those classes, and their parents had no idea that that was one of their special interests. So That's another one. Where can we increase her competence? And that third one, again, is control, and that she needs to be the one making those choices around things. I know you'd love to just put that dynamite. You'd love to pick them up and shake them. We know that. But somewhere in her childhood, I want you to really ponder, when did you remember her with the shiniest bright eyes and the happiest girl before puberty started? Because somewhere in that will be a clue for a spark that you can help to get going again within her. Sometimes it's about cooking. Sometimes it's about helping out in an animal refuge center. Sometimes it's about, yet there must be something that you can remember from her childhood that you might be able to stoke a little within her that has nothing to do with stretching, growing, and changing in the ways that you were mentioning. Now, even though she's a digital native and screens of what she's been growing up on, we still, because we are the growing ups, we still need to help them monitor the boundaries that are healthy. So I really, really want you to double check exactly how much time she's spending online. You do need to check whether she has all her privacy settings in the right space. Are you controlling the Wi-Fi so that she's just not endlessly on her phone? Because it's really, really difficult for them to navigate that world because they have an immature brain and they're so hungry for connection and they're so hungry for validation and they're so hungry for stimulation. And that screen gives her all of those things. So I'd be really encouraging the fact that she can have her phone or her screens to a certain time and then absolutely no more. She can still access it, but she can't access it all the time because she can't make the same great choices that you can. And yes, you will have some big pushback and you'll have some arguments, and that's welcome to parenting teens. The next one is, I feel there's a sense of disconnection with her, that you would love to be more connected with your beautiful tween as she heads off into this tricky journey. And my heart aches for you. You've probably been an amazing mum and had a great, beautiful relationship with your daughter. And now she's just kind of pushing you back. Now, the pushing you back, sadly, is developmentally very healthy for her because she's now on a journey to find out who she is as a separate, unique human, which is that search for identity and that need for autonomy. And so it's really difficult and it's very, very tricky for her as well, because a part of her doesn't want to push you back either. But stay connected, whatever way you can, whether it's just get into some rituals that she enjoys and you enjoy, that one afternoon when you pick her up, you head out for a coffee or a wander around some shops to do something. So there's a little time that she's got you one-on-one where you don't interrogate her, you just spend time with her if you can. But this is normal, and I'm going to reassure you, she will come back. And those big, deep conversations may suddenly appear if you stop interrogating, which is one of those counterintuitive things that you will discover as a parent of a teen. So I'm going to tell you, I think your daughter's doing okay for a tween in our world, especially with the statistics currently around tween and teen girls struggling with mental health issues. So go gently, be her safe place to land on, allow this world to just unfold in front of her as she discovers who she is in amongst all these changes without putting pressure on her. So if you're listening and thinking, oh, this is so me, we have a great companion episode worth listening to. It's called Raising Teen Girls. It's full of tips on what teen girls need most from their parents to thrive in this pretty tricky, crazy, unpredictable stage of life.
I think about girls being like a bit of a book. They've got a cover and they've got an inside story, and that cover is the person that they want people to believe that they are. And social media so plays into that, because they're often putting things out there for really that validation inside that they need, yet they're not asking directly for it to the people that can give it to them.
You can find it on the ABC Listen app. And if you have a question for me, I'd love to hear it. All you have to do is record it on a voice recording app on your phone and email it to me, along with your name and mobile number, to parentalasanything@abc.net.au. www.mindfulnessmag.au. And until then, keep breathing. You really have got this.